is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World, and I welcome Selena Zito, who writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner. Selena's based in Pittsburgh, and she travels all through the Midwest and as far as Virginia and the Carolinas. We're going to start, however, in Virginia, Hot Springs, Virginia, small town America, on something known as the Sam Snead Highway. Selena, a very good evening to you. This is the Allegheny Mountains, Hot Springs, Virginia, and you arrive in a small town where there's a catastrophe being practiced. Introduce all of us to the rescue squad for the West Rock West Rescue Squad. What are they up to? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So I was staying at a gorgeous historic hotel there called the Homestead. It's been around since the 1760s. It was built on the promise of the healing aspects of the springs, the hot springs, which was a big thing for a couple hundred years in this country. And so I took a walk, and as I'm taking a walk, the night before there had been a pretty violent thunderstorm, lots of rain. The ground was still wet. And I come around the corner, and the town is only two blocks long, so it wasn't a big long walk. And I see two cars on their roof, another two on their side, and two other ones that had the fronts of them completely sheared off. And it was on the bend, and one of the two cars that was upside down was submerged in the creek. And for a moment, there was this sense of horror, you know, just overcame me. And I started running towards it, thinking that it was something that had just happened. And it turns out there were a bunch of rescue people there, from the local fire and emergency rescue first responders from Bath County. And they were moving at a snail's pace. And I'm like, oh, well, something's not as it seems. And it turned out that it was a class teaching them how to respond to different kinds of emergencies when they're called out to duty. The rescue first responders in these areas are all volunteer. So the first person on the scene is a volunteer. They volunteer their time. And so they were teaching these different volunteers how to extract someone from a car, how to deal with medical emergencies, how to safely, you know, get a car seat out, a child in a car seat out, you know, because those things, car seats are, you almost need a college degree to figure out how to strap a kid in and or take them out of a car seat. So it was just this fascinating experience. And you see these volunteers who had dedicated an entire Sunday to learn all these best practices in terms of rescuing people in dire situations. And it really is a great insight into understanding how these small town communities operate and who they depend on. And mostly they could depend on each other. I mean, you could live 2 miles away from the scene of a crash and it would take a half hour to get there because of the terrain and the indirect transportation and access from point A to point B. So it was really a fascinating experience.
And you introduce us to Greg Burton, who works in the paper mills, but he is part of this effort to train people. What did you learn from him about the community around this? The reason I ask that is because when I was a child, the Volunteer Fire Company of Narberth, Pennsylvania was a big deal, a really big deal. And to be part of it, you waited in line, and sometimes you were assigned to the rescue squad before you made it to the fire company. Is that the same way today in Virginia?
It is. It absolutely is. And a lot of these positions, a lot of these volunteer positions are legacy positions where my dad did it. My dad's dad did it. My great grandfather did it. And, you know, it's a sense of pride to be that first person on the scene if someone is in need. It's just something that people take great satisfaction from to be part of.
And after the practice of a catastrophe, it's always good to know that you can find a home-brewed beer. So Selena now takes us into the Bukova Beer Company brewer, and introduces us to Seth Ellis. Now, is this craft beer? Is that what this is?
It is. It's craft beer. It was a very charming little brewery. Again, the whole town is an entire two blocks long. He opened up a couple years ago. He's a transplant. He was born in Alabama. His wife was born in Ohio, but his wife took a job there in Hot Springs as part of the federal government and taking care of the national park. I mean, the national forest. Which is, I believe, the Monongahela, the Jefferson, and the George Washington are all within that area. They're incredible, absolutely gorgeous national forest. I highly recommend a drive through there along 220, US 220. But, you know, they immediately became part of the community, and he decided to open, he is a brewer by trade. He decided to open up a brewery, and in the middle of a pandemic, he also decided to open up a restaurant alongside of it 2 years after he opened the brewery. And, he's been, genius in the way small business are. People are. They now offer beer to go and food to go to deliver to places as far away as Roanoke. And so it was just that sense of community, even from, carpetbaggers, is prevalent throughout the community.
Yes, and you ask why Bacova Beer Company? Because, well, obviously, Bath County, the first two letters, yep. B and C, that makes sense to me. Now we meet someone who's come from Puerto Rico, Miguel Rosado in Hot Springs. And what is he like about small town? Because Puerto Rico's got small towns. Why this small town in Virginia for Miguel?
Miguel was absolutely amazing. So at the Homestead Hotel, there are presidential suites named after presidents that have stayed in these rooms. And he was kind enough to show me William McKinley's room. And as we're going through McKinley's room, he notices a print of a map of Puerto Rico. Well, there's a reason that Puerto Rico is in McKinley's
room. The Spanish-American War, that's why. Good
heavens.
That's
right. Yes. And he's the reason we have, McKinley's the reason that, Puerto Rico is a federal territory. And he teared up and he said, there's my hometown. He pointed to it on the map. But he loves living, stateside. He brought his family here to the United States Puerto Rico is part of the United States, but here to Virginia on the mainland in, 5 years ago. And has since got a home. His kids are thriving here. He left Puerto Rico not because he wanted to be in a place that sometimes gets a foot of snow a week, but to be in a place where they could have prosperity and earn the American dream.
What about the pandemic? You see, I don't see it here. Are things easier for them now? Did they comment about the pandemic, about the year of lockdown, that sort of thing?
It was incredibly rough for everyone. It was incredibly rough for small businesses. It was really tough on the hotel. It was tough on the brewery. Miguel said that he was able to continue his job at the homestead once things opened up after 6 weeks. But the hospitality industry is down. It's suffering.
Right.
But it's still better than the opportunities that were not available in Puerto Rico.
At Hot Springs, Virginia, as Selena keeps saying, it's two blocks long, so I don't think you can miss it. Selena, do you not get vertigo when you drive through those sharp mountain passes?
Oh, no. I love them.
Oh, you do?
I absolutely love them. I'm never not in awe of anything that I come across.
The hills come right out of the roads. They go straight up. I can never figure out how they grew that way.
Well, I grew up in the Paris of Appalachia, right? Pittsburgh. I mean, I grew up on a hill. And I walk up a hill and down a hill to go to school and that way home. And so curvy mountains feel like home. There's a sense of belonging as soon as I get there.
Selena Zito writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner. We're headed to South Carolina and Republican politics ambitions. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.